Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and you'll learn how to harness your sexual energy to heal your life and boost your bottom line. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, speakers, authors, and agents of change helping you open to the ecstasy in your life. On today's show, my dear friend and colleague, Umwa Luna, and I will be sharing some juicy secrets. Umwa and I are both experts at harnessing sexual energy, and we are both intuitive healers and divine channels. Friends and clients have been asking and sometimes begging me to share the secrets of sexual ecstasy, and today I'm giving you a little sneak peek into what is possible for you. So Umwa Luna is a transformational healer gifted with soulful intuitive abilities, great compassion, and a razor-sharp insight. She combines her healing abilities with her business background with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and owning her own franchise. This combination enables her to share how to unleash divine power in your business, to get in the flow, attract ideal clients, increase your profits, and breathe new life into your big vision. She sees what is majestic about you, so you can amplify it and draw in your much-deserved riches through sharing your special gifts and living your bliss. Today, she'll be sharing how to harness your sexual energy and boost your bottom line. What does sexual energy have to do with your business? Listen to the call and find out. Let's welcome Umwa Luna to Opening to Ecstasy. Welcome, Umwa.
Thank you, Lynette. I'm so excited to be here today, and thank you for that fabulous introduction. I feel so special.
You are so special.
Thank you.
So before we dive in, let's take a moment to connect with our bodies.
Excellent idea.
So often we're rushing around in our minds, so let's all take a breath together. Feel the air as it enters your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your lungs. And feel the air as it leaves your lungs. And feel the aliveness in your whole body. Call yourself to be fully present here and now. Just take a moment to listen to your body. And what is it telling you in this moment? Mine, even though I'm excited to be with everyone here, if I just scratch beneath the surface, I still have this real heartache. So I feel like I need a hug. So I'm putting my arms around myself right now and just giving my heart some loving attention. And I invite everyone listening to just please listen to your body and see if there's just one small thing you can do for yourself in this moment. So in this culture, we have an odd relationship with pleasure. We tend to associate it with giving into indulgences that don't really serve us, like, you know, getting drunk or, you know, eating too much food that's maybe sugary and fattening, or even taking drugs and doing other things that are not really the best for our health. But like many others, I grew up with a lot of shame about my body and shame about pleasure. So Umwa, why do you think we have such a conflicted relationship with pleasure in our culture?
Well, that is an excellent question. I think that a lot of it has to do with the roots of our country, because this country was founded by Puritans, you know? So
Freudian flip.
Yes. By Puritans, and, you know, a very strict religion that had a lot of boundaries around pleasure. And, you know, dancing itself was considered, you know, the work of the devil. So, you know, there's a lot of powerful things that came from those people that this country is founded on, you know, a lot of principles and ideals that are amazing and wonderful, but some of them not so much. So I think that's part of it that we need to let go of. That's part of our history and our culture that we need to release and open up to something greater and new for now, because that was okay for then. In that time, in that place, that's what needed to be. But now it's a time for something new and different and opening up to what's possible in the here and now. Another thing that's really a big deal, especially for women, I think, is all this, like you said, shame around your body. And we get a lot of mixed messages about our bodies and sexuality and sensuality and, you know, being good enough. And so we're being constantly bombarded with, you know, sexual messages and images, especially really specific sexual images around what a woman is supposed to look like that are highly unrealistic. And those women in those images don't even look like that. You know, they're airbrushed and photoshopped, and we kind of, you know, our subconscious doesn't filter that in. We take in these images and we have these expectations that we should somehow look like these perfect, you know, supermodels that don't even exist. And we kind of filter that through our whole life, that feeling of thinking that we should fit into this box. And if we don't, we can't allow ourselves the pleasure of our own bodies, of our own experience.
Yes. Well said. Well said. It's so often women will say, you know, I'll let myself have this reward, you know, once I'm a size, you know,
exactly,
5 or 3 or whatever. Once I've reached this goal, you know, then I'll get to have pleasure. Mm-hmm. And life is now. Life is always now.
Yes. And another thing is that, you know, we're very goal-oriented. We're very results-driven and, you know, all about productivity and chasing the American dream, which, you know, on one hand produces amazing results, but on the other hand, it's like you said, I will reward myself when I get somewhere, and that's not okay where I am right now. You know, when I arrive, when I am somebody special, when I get to this imaginary place that doesn't really exist, then I'll let myself enjoy life in my body and have pleasure, you know.
Yes, and I found for myself that whether it's pleasure in my body or just a pleasure of peace of mind, that it always begins with acceptance. Mm-hmm. That I have to accept my life and what's happening and where I'm at, how I'm feeling, just exactly the way it is in the moment. And when I'm wanting it to change in the sense of rejecting the experience that I'm having, that always causes suffering.
Exactly. It's, you know, you said it so perfectly, and it's so simple yet so profound, you know, and that's one of the magical tools that I use in my work with people, is being with what is here in the present moment instead of what we think should be in the present moment, you know, and letting go of all these ideas and expectations about who we should be and where we should be and what it all looks like. And when you do that and you just experience what's going on in the present moment, then you open up space for whatever you're feeling, for that lack to dissipate, and you open up space for pleasure and joy and a true experience, an authentic connection to life, period, you know?
Yes. I've experienced many times where things were happening in a way that were the opposite of the way I, like, you know, felt like they should, you know, quote unquote, should be happening. And when I let go of that idea of what should be happening or how I think I should be feeling, completely let go of that and absolutely open to how I am feeling and what is happening, how my body is in the moment, I find that I already have, you know, what I term ecstasy. in my business, I call it opening to ecstasy, because ecstasy is opening to all that is. And when you do that without resistance, there's this awakening to knowing that we already have everything inside of us, that life already is beautiful and we're already beautiful.
I love that. I'm feeling it in my body right now.
Yes. And we have that all the time. Even when we're creating a lot of mental anguish and suffering for ourselves, and usually the people around us, we create that for them too, and they create it for us, and we're sharing all this together,
bouncing it back and forth.
The truth is, in any moment, in this moment right now, we can open up to the ecstatic essence of our being, to incredible pleasure, just with breathing, just with being.
Exactly. Yeah, that's beautiful. That reminds me of, something one of our teachers would say, is that, exactly what you said. Ecstasy is not pure bliss. Ecstasy is the totality of all the expressions of emotions in life come together in fullness as one. That's what ecstasy is. It's about, bringing everything together, the sweet and the sorrow, and living in that space of that together and in between that. And that's where you create this tremendous power, and you can open up to experience this bliss that's really beyond explanation.
Yes, it's opening to everything without resistance, resisting nothing, and not attaching to anything either. So we need to go to a break now. So you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we come back, Uma will share with us about sexual energy and how it affects your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water, to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
You're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. My guest today is Umwa Luna, who's talking with us about sexual energy and how it affects your life. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Umwa. Could you give us your contact information for the listeners?
Sure. My one website is umwaluna.com, and that's U-M-O-H, Luna, L-U-N-A.com. And I also have another website called DivineMoneySecrets.com. So you can check me out at either one of those, and I would love to hear from anyone.
Great. So UmwaLuna.com or DivineMoneySecrets.com. So tell us, what is sexual energy and how does it affect our lives?
Okay. Well, sexual energy is basically the life force, the creative force that animates you and that's behind everything that you create and is behind who you are. So it's not really something that you can completely separate, and it's not something you can avoid. So if you're a human being and you're alive, then you are a sexual being and you have sexual energy, period. And so sometimes we kind of, you know, try and divorce ourselves from that, and that's part of the whole being disconnected from our bodies and not wanting to associate with our bodies too much. And I think, you know, part of that is around when we connect to our bodies, we also connect to our mortality, and we don't want to think about the fact that we're going to die someday. So it's much easier to stay in our heads and stay connected to our brains than be rooted in our bodies. But when we're rooted in our bodies, then we have access to this magical thing called sexual energy, which basically plays into everything in your life. So whenever you create something, you know, you are using sexual energy. When you decorate your house, you're using sexual energy. When you create a business plan or write a sales page or a poem, you know, have a conversation with a friend even, you know, there's a play back and forth, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with sex, but it has to do with sexual energy, which is this play and this balance of masculine energy and how it works together, and this vitality and charisma and life force. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's what makes life possible, the interplay of those energies and even the two polar opposites, you know, the positive, negative energies. It's what makes life on this earth possible. Besides just recreation, you know, producing children. That's how we all got here.
Yeah,
besides the obvious, most, you know.
Yeah, that's the most concrete form of it, and, you know, the part that we can relate to. And even that is, like, a great example because, you know, a lot of times in this country, especially I think we have a lot of issues with infertility and people not being able to get pregnant. And I'll even talk about this with myself. You know, I thought I couldn't get pregnant, and I, you know, I didn't get pregnant, and I was really closed off energetically in a certain place. And I decided to go on a vision quest by myself in the desert, and I had an outstanding, amazing experience. And I opened up all these energy pockets in my body and released all this debris around sexuality from growing up Catholic and, you know, going to Catholic school for 9 years and being a survivor of child abuse, sexual child abuse, you know, so I had a lot of, like, ugh, you know, stuff that was literally blocking me from creating a child. And I'm going to say 4 to 6 months later, I got pregnant, you know. So sometimes this whole thing with the sexual energy is also just very, very rooted in the mundane, practical, you know, physical world, and it's not all esoteric and sunshine and, you know, woo-woo stuff.
Yes, and being present in your body, and I found from all the years doing massage therapy before I went into the work that I'm doing now, so many people had so many emotions stuck in their body that they didn't feel safe to feel, and we're so often taught to cut off our emotions, to not feel anything fully. Sexual feelings, certainly, but also, you know, anger, grief, sadness, and even our joy, like all of our feelings tend to be muted and for some people completely stuffed, and it gets repressed in their body. So for them to be fully present in their body and fully feeling their sexual energy, there needs to be healing around the blocks with the other emotions as well. Mm-hmm. But I know we're not going to dive, deep into that topic right now, but I do acknowledge that. And that's one of the things I do in my work is, and I know you do too, helping people heal those blocks so that they can feel all the bliss and the magic and the wonder, all the juicy stuff that's there too.
Yes, yes. And that goes into kind of another thing that I was wanting to touch on is that, you know, your sexual energy is also your vitality and your passion, and that there's a fear around, you know, being too much, being too powerful, too passionate. And, you know, with kids even, you know, you tell them, oh, calm down, you know, be quiet, you're being too loud, stop jumping all over the place, you know. And we kind of learn from an early age that it's not good to experience anything intensely, that it's a threat to other people, you know. And that's another thing that goes on with our sexual energy and a reason why a lot of times it gets repressed. But I also wanted to say that, you know, in that is such a valuable tool, that your vitality, you know, creates everything in your life and attracts what you want. You know, if you're going to hire someone, would you rather hire someone who was like, or would you rather hire someone who was like vital and brilliant and excited and passionate? You know, of course you're going to go for the second person. So,
well, actually, not always. There are, I would definitely want the vital person, but I've seen many times where people, like you mentioned, do feel threatened by someone who's more vital. And when they're not ready and don't feel supported or don't know how to heal their own wounds, that somebody else who's vital and letting that energy flow through them, it could actually feel painful to the person, and they'd actually feel more comfortable with someone who has more of an Eeyore type personality.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, that's true. But I mean, as far as like, if you want to make big changes and have a big impact, you need to be a passionate, charismatic person.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, if you think about Obama, you think about Clinton, you think about George W. Bush, Reagan, all of those people, all those men, because we haven't had a woman president yet, but that's a whole other topic. All those men are very charismatic, and that's part of their appeal, and that's why they got elected, you know, and that's their sexual energy, you know? So it's just
there are some
a big
of them
part
that I don't
so
want to be
things.
Thinking of sexual energy with, but I know that everybody has it.
Well, you know, it's just an example that it crosses all lines, you know, and especially in areas that we don't necessarily think about. And you think about who lost, you know, Bob Dole, you know, or Al Gore, you know, Al Gore after the election where he lost, he got in touch with his vitality, and he was like a different person on his movie that he made, you know, about the environment. And
yes,
it was
true.
Really powerful and affected all these people. And he wouldn't have been able to do that if he wasn't in touch with his sexual energy. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Fabulous. So, Uma, tell us some of your juicy secrets for harnessing sexual energy.
Okay. I'm so excited. Well, I use a lot of different exercises, and my number one master secret weapon is called layering. So basically it's using tools that work together. So as you know, using the breath is just incredibly dynamic and simple and free. So that's the number one thing that that you can use. So I'm going to give you an example of just a breath that I can use, that I use, and you can use when you're accessing your sexual energy. And it's like, so when you breathe in, you just breathe in deeply and fully. And when you let it out with a sigh or a release. And that way, it's just like you're letting that flow come in, and then you're letting it release. And letting it be in balance very easily. And then as you breathe in that fashion, you're just going to send your breath, the in-breath, down into your belly and into your pelvis, because that's where the center of your sexual energy is. And then when you do that, you activate with your breath. Then the second layer is you activate with movement. So movement is, you know, extremely powerful for stirring things up and conjuring energy.
Absolutely. Yes, breath and movement both.
You put them together. And then the third thing is, once you've activated your energy, you feel it flowing through your body with your breath, then you visualize what it is that you're wanting to create. So, for example, say you're wanting to create more clients in your business. You visualize sending out that energy and them being attracted to it and them coming back to the source of that energy and you giving. So sexual energy in its creative element is all about exchange. So imagining the exchange happening is very powerful. So that's a super simple, super powerful technique right there that you can use.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. For anyone listening who would like to go deeper on this topic, Uma and I will be giving a free call on October 13th, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. The topic of the call is pleasure, permission, and the bottom line, harnessing sexual energy to boost your business. It will be going much deeper than we can go on the radio show here today. If you can't attend, if you cannot attend live, register anyway, and you'll receive a free download of the call. I'll tell you later how to register for that call. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. When we return, we'll continue harnessing our energy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain reconnective healing and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been documented in 6 books to date. Join Eric Pearl in Los Angeles for the Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar, October 1st through the 3rd. These seminars will teach you mastery beyond anything you've ever read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register, visit thereconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now 2 sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. My friend and fellow healer, Uma Luna, and I are talking about harnessing your sexual energy to heal your life and boost your bottom line. Before we went to break, Uma was sharing a really wonderful exercise. She called it layering for harnessing your sexual energy. And I'd like you just to briefly review that again, Uma, for anyone who is new to doing this.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so the first step is connecting with your breath, and the breath, I'll demonstrate again, is a deep inhalation and an exhalation with a sigh.
So, I invite all the listeners to be doing this as you're listening.
Yes, take this opportunity, especially if you're in your car driving. Release some tension, get connected to your body, and get juicy with yourself for a few minutes.
I'm only laughing because usually people say, well, you know, for the people who aren't driving.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, just keep your eyes open.
Yeah. I'm not sure how juicy you can get with yourself while you're driving. But...
Well, you know. We'll leave that up to the listener.
We can't say too much on air, okay?
Yeah. So activating with the breath, and you're going to do that breath 4 or 5 times, and then you're going to keep doing that breath. And as you breathe in, sending and activating the energy in your belly and in your pelvis, because this is where your sexual energy lives. You know, maybe just kind of imagine it tingling or it opening and really see your breath or feel it going into that part of your body. If you're not a strong visualizer, it doesn't matter. Just feel what it would be like or think of the intention that's strong enough so you don't have to ever worry if you're doing it correctly or not.
Yes, intention really works.
Exactly. And then you're going to add the second layer, which is movement. And I'm doing it right now so I can really be in the flow of demonstrating it to you. So you can just move your shoulders in circles or roll your head or tip your pelvis around or your chest. And circles are very, very powerful because those are the natural spirals of the natural ways that your body moves anyways. And it calls in that motion of the sexual energy. And then the third thing is once you've got the first two layers going and your energy is really activated, then you're going to call to mind what it is that you're wanting to energize with your sexual energy. So I'll give a different example this time. Let's say that you want to, you just want money to come to you and you don't care who and or how it comes. But you're going to just be sending out that call to the universe to send your sexual energy right out your body and imagine that you're putting out the call, send me money. And imagine that the universe is receiving that message and it's bouncing all the money back to you that you want. And imagine it however you would like. If you want to imagine it, your bank account numbers going higher and higher and higher, or big piles of cash in your hand, or, you know, all the things coming into your life that you're going to use the money for. However you want to imagine it, or if you just want to have the feeling and the sensation of what you would be experiencing if you had all this abundance in your life. So that is the tool.
That's wonderful. And I know you sort of touched on this, but I want to really emphasize how important it is to receive.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the part of the flow of all energies, and certainly sexual energy, is the more deeply you can open to receive, the more of what you put out and what you ask for will come to you. So when you do that, just make sure that you're opening to receiving it.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynette, for bringing that up and placing that in there, because that is so true and so important. And often it's something that we have problems with. And
yes,
we're taught in this world that it's better to give than receive, and that's just not true. It's a lie. Because it's all about the flow and the exchange. And if you only give, your giving starts to become unbalanced and it starts to become full of resentment and anger that you're not getting anything back, even if you're not consciously aware of it. And then that's where you get the whole martyr thing. And, you know, you're giving to people and they're feeling dirty when you give to them because it's not clean and it's not free because you have all this other stuff going on emotionally, you know.
Yes, and it's so exquisite to have someone else open and receive from you. If you're going to give something to somebody, if they're feeling, you know, like, oh, they can't really accept it, it doesn't feel good. But if they open up and really deeply receive it and completely enjoy it, then gratitude naturally flows, and that's part of, you know, then the flow continues. So that circular exactly. movement with your breath and your body and with the energy of giving and receiving.
Exactly, yeah, because, I mean, of course, when you if you give someone a gift and they're not open to receiving it, then you can't really have the joy of giving it to them. So when you are not open to receive, you're denying that other person the joy of giving you a gift.
Yes, and we don't have time to go into this topic deeply on the air, but I've learned in my own experience how sexual energy, like spiritual energy, like so many energies, I mean, it's all connected with sexual energy, that you can keep going to higher and higher levels. And part of that is the giving, receiving. And each time that circle comes around, that flow, that circuit is completed, that you can go to another level and one can build and build and build. But can't go very deeply into that right now. I do want to share.
I'm like, oh, but why not?
I do want to share, you and I hadn't spoken about the tool that you just shared, but I, on my own, just with experimenting, ended up using, it was interesting when you were talking, going, wow, you know, that was what I did when I had this, when I used sexual energy for healing. I pretty much used exactly what you said, except I was shoving the energy, pushing, directing the energy up my spine. It was about 2 years ago, as you know, Umwa, I was in an accident and I was pretty seriously injured and my neck was snapped and the lower vertebrae were damaged and the discs were damaged and a bone spur was shoved into my spinal, my spinal cord. And in addition to being, you know, excruciatingly painful, I lost physical ability. And when I was going through the healing process, I got to a point where the healing stopped. I'd had surgery. I had a really wonderful surgeon and he was able to really skillfully remove the bone spur without paralyzing me, which I really appreciated. And he built up my neck with titanium and everything was on track with healing. And that I was getting these terrible headaches every day and usually to the point of a migraine, and my chest and my arms were still numb and I was still having, you know, problems getting my body to function. And I had gotten for me quite sexually shut down, during the time where I couldn't, you know, turn my head or lift my arms and I was in constant pain. And I was in the process of reawakening that energy and getting my vital energy back. And I'm a little shy saying this on air, but what I did was using my breath and self-stimulation and directing energy, you know, starting with my sexual organs, but then letting it, you know, flow through my whole body. And by a really strong intention of healing, as the energy built up, I directed that up my spine and I actually said out loud and in my mind and just really clearly focused, said healing, you know, just like yelled that out. And the energy went up and it would come to this area that felt really blocked in my neck and the energy would push past that. And from the first time I did that, the headache went completely away. And after doing that only like 3 times, I stopped getting the headaches and I started getting feeling in my hands and my arms again.
Wow. And even though I've heard this story before, I love it. And I love hearing it again, and I think it's so amazing, and it's just so magical that we all have this ability, you know, right here, right now, in our own bodies, to heal ourselves of whatever ails us, be it physical, emotional, you know, with our relationships, with our business, or otherwise, you know. So I think that's really magical, and thank you for being vulnerable enough to share that story on air. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Umwa. I always love talking with you.
It's fun.
So when you were talking about using this energy for manifestation, one thing that came to me around that is with manifestation, that it's the feeling, you know, having the feeling of, you know, already having what you want. You know, there are shamans that would spend at times like 9 days in preparation for sending out a prayer. And that whole time it was, like they said, some would pray for rain when they do their rain dance, but they'd spend this long period of time getting prepared to say the prayer, because they, when they said the prayer, the main point of it was, what the magic of it was, to already feel the rain. So you already feel the abundance, you already feel the healing, and then you send it out. And sexual energy is so powerful that it gives everything a boost. You know, it's like adding some rocket fuel to whatever you're wishing to create, whatever you're putting out to the universe.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because I definitely have had that experience in doing my healing at work and in my ritual work that I bring into my healing, of that same thing, of a high level of preparation to, you know, do one simple thing. But it's exactly what you said. It's that you're bringing, you're carrying this energy, and you're already experiencing it as if it has already happened, as if it's already transpired.
Yes, so absolutely.
That's beautiful. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, Umwa. And I'd like you to give your contact information one more time.
Sure. It's Umwa, that's like Umoh, Luna, LUNA.com, or DivineMoneySecrets.com.
Wonderful. This is Open to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, Umwa will share how to harness the sexual energy to boost your bottom line. Stay tuned.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and my guest today is Umwa Luna. She's going to share with you some more about harnessing your sexual energy to boost your business. So I know you have more to share. What are some more juicy secrets, Umwa?
Yes. Well, as I talked about a little bit earlier about the charisma, so with the politicians, so basically the highest paid people in our society have a lot of charisma. There's the politicians, there's the movie stars, there's the spiritual leaders that, you know, speak on big stages and write fantastic books. So these people all have this thing in common, this charisma, right? And it's something that some people have a little bit more of naturally, but it's also something that you can cultivate. And it's one of the most powerful ways to attract people to you through your business. So I want to talk a little bit about how you can develop your charisma. So there's lots of different ways to do it. I'm just going to go through one or two techniques. So one thing is, of course, embracing your sexual energy and getting it moving through your body. So how do you do that? One way is through doing things that bring you joy, that light you up, literally. So for me, I love to dance. And if I'm feeling down or blue and I go and dance, I will come home a different person. So everybody has their own things that they love. I also love to paint. And I actually had this experience one day of, I'm not going to get into that. That's a different thing. But anyway.
Of course, now we all want to know, but go ahead.
Yeah. It's really interesting, but trying to stay on track here. So I love to paint, and that's another thing that I do. So when you do activities that bring you pleasure, part of what you're doing is activating your sexual energy, which activates your charisma, which draws people to you and makes you more interesting and more alive. And then people are like, ooh, you know, I want some of that. How can I get some of that in my life? Well, they can get it by working with you. So that's one way of developing your charisma. The other way is energy moving through your body. So I like to say, choose a movement form that really works with you. So if you go to the gym and you hate it, that's not going to activate your charisma. But when you get joy and fluidity and your blood moving through your body all together, then you kind of create magic and you activate your own internal light. But it's not going to happen if you're forcing yourself to do something with your body that you don't like. So there's lots of ways to move your body, and it doesn't have to be going to the gym. It doesn't have to be dancing. If you hate to dance, then don't dance. You know, if it makes you feel sick to your stomach and awful, you know, don't do it.
I can't imagine. I love dancing, too.
Yeah, but, you know, some people don't. So, you know, it can be even just stretching as long as you're activating your blood flow and you're enjoying yourself. So, simple yet profound techniques to light yourself up. So, of course, the brighter you are, the more your energy carries, the farther it carries, the more people you can reach, the more people will notice you, and the farther you can spread your message and your business and your products and your services.
Absolutely, and then also just the more you enjoy your life, you know?
Exactly.
Like, as we were talking about earlier, that sexual energy is, I mean, you can't have life without it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. I remember years ago I had, I guess they were calling it like chronic fatigue. I don't like to name things. This is like 10 years ago. And as I was getting over this and healing myself from that, I went to a naturopathic physician and homeopathic doc. And towards the end of it, he was interviewing me at an appointment. And he said, do you have any concerns? And I said, well, yeah. I said, I'm just thinking about sex all the time. He's like, great. Your life force is back. That's a wonderful sign. I was like, well, what do I do? And he's like, go get a partner.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes, and there are so many things you can do with sexual energy. Dancing, creating, painting, healing, enjoying it in your own body, communing with nature, you know, laughing and playing. And it doesn't, and even when you're with a partner, to have the most incredibly fulfilling experiences, you want the energy to not just be in your genitals. Mm-hmm. So often we think of sex as just intercourse, and even intercourse being just, you know, genitalia. And I know that people know more than that, but so many people still sort of function from that level. And there are levels and levels and levels and levels of bliss beyond that when you allow the energy to flow into your whole body and being.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. And yeah, I actually kind of leads into what I was going to say next perfectly.
About, wonderful.
when you have an incredible sexual experience, you're fully engaged and your heart is open and you let go and you surrender to the moment and you feel free to be yourself. And so that energy, if you can conjure up the image and the feel of that, and you can bring that into how you interact with your clients and how you talk to your prospects, then you're going to just shoot your business to the next level incredibly, because it's just such an attractive energy, and it's like the calling force of life.
Absolutely. So. And you know, you saying that brings up so many things I'd have to say that would deepen that understanding. I know that we don't have time to get into that. We only have a few minutes left in the call. So as I mentioned earlier, Umua and I are going to be doing a free call, Permission, Pleasure, and the Bottom Line, Harnessing Sexual Energy to Boost Your Business. And that'll be October 13th. That's what day is that? Is that a Wednesday or Thursday? I don't even remember. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It'll be 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. To register for the call, you go to my site, openlivenow.com. That's openlivenow.com, openlivenow. All my contact information is on that page. To register for the call, you click the tab that says Harness Sexual Energy, and it'll take you right to the landing page for registering for this class. And if you want to contact me otherwise, as I said, my contact information is another tab. It just says contact. And you can also link with me on Facebook and Twitter. You can also read my blog from that site. You want to give your contact information one more time, Umua?
Sure, I'd love to. UmuaLuna.com, L-U-N-A, U-M-O-H. And then my other website is DivineMoneySecrets.com.
Wonderful. So, UmuaLuna.com or DivineMoneySecrets.com. It's been so great talking with you, Umua. Anyone who's interested in deepening this conversation, Umua and I, like I said, we're going to be doing a free call. That'll be October 13th. You can register at OpenLiveNow.com. We'd love to have you on the call. Thank you so much for sharing this great information, Umua, and thank all of you for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. You are here because of us, and we are here because of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, I will have author and transformation leader, motivational speaker, and award-winning author Kim McGregor. Kim McGregor's best friend was diagnosed with cancer at 27 years of age. She was brilliant, brave, and a true inspiration, ending all their conversations with the words, "I just want you to know, I think you're amazing because..." And then she would give a compliment. Those simple, empowering words had a powerful impact on Kim and her children. When Erica passed away at 31, Kim embarked on a mission to honor her friend's spirit through a global grassroots movement to recognize, celebrate, and unite 1 million amazing girls and women around the world. Many blessings. I'll see you back here next time for Opening to Ecstasy. please go to openlivenow.com, register for the free call with Umwa and I, and learn a lot more about permission, pleasure, and your bottom line.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.